Could there still be a deal? This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. So now we're debating whether Trump had enough evidence to order the hit on General Soleimani. Really? We all know why he ordered the hit. He had a clear shot, and he took it. This is the Fifth Avenue Doctrine. And right or wrong, the Ayatollahs now understand they're up against an open carry president who's not afraid to shoot. But couldn't there still be a deal? Because all we want from the Middle East now is for it not to harbor terrorists, right? We don't need their oil anymore. We just want them not to incubate America haters. And lucky for us, Iran opposes ISIS as much as we do. In fact, the guy we killed once helped us fight both ISIS and the Taliban. So, how about a deal where Iran agrees to corral the terrorists and we agree to let Iran have a say in Iraq, relax the trade embargo, bring our soldiers home, provided Iran doesn't keep starting wars in the neighborhood? And I put this to CBS foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk yesterday, who, if I do say so myself, was very impressed.
You've laid it out beautifully.
Except for one thing. She says Iran will never give up starting wars in their neighborhood.
They support all these groups around the world because they do want to get back to the Persian Empire.
Which is probably a deal breaker.